This recording, New York 33, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison's a millionaire lawyer thought it was a fair price for a cure. I guess what impacted me, I was in the business world. I wore a suit. I was working in the international banking world. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith. Oh, it was wonderful. In the wire room where we would get orders from the different branches and send them on to the traders to buy and sell stock. Sit at a keyboard, teletype, days before internet, you communicated through telex, teletype, and that's what we did. That was my capacity. Canarsie back then was a very nice town, close to the water, with a lot of open areas, empty lots where kids would play constantly. When we used to call lots, it just was that, trees and grass, where you hang out with the guys, go in there and be away from home as much as you can. The worst thing that you would hear was your mother calling you, say it's time to come in. Today, where kids stick their faces into a screen and don't know how to communicate, ours was always out with the guys and playing. Oh, we hung out. We hung out a lot. He was 4 years older than me, and he was my big brother. He looked out for me. We would do similar things together. There's a whole group of... it's multiple groups of kids. Not gangs today. It was just kids used to hang out together and enjoy life, enjoy the outdoor world. My first car was a 1962 Thunderbird, powder blue, used because I bought it in 68, 69. It would be a woman magnet, but I was driving, so women didn't necessarily come by. And they liked the car. They didn't necessarily like me because I wasn't a ladies' man. But nonetheless, it was a nice car. It was very expensive. It was a Ford, which I learned, came to known as FORD, fix or repair daily, especially when you get a new one, a used one. And I lent it to my brother, and he blew the transmission. I had to get rid of it. Those are very sad times. My parents' fortunes, however limited they were, went down, and we were dispossessed, thrown out onto the street with our furniture, and the welfare department said, we'll get this place in Coney Island that we'll take you in. And they put us into a two-room apartment with a shared bathroom.